About an hour and 20 minutes outside Columbus lies a small township in Pike County with a strange name, Peepee Township. It's spelled P-E-E-P-E-E. Some locals hate it, others love it. As part of our Curious CBUS project, WOSU's Adora Namiga Day gives us the story behind the name and both sides of the heated debate.
So my name's Adora. I'm a journalist from Columbus, and I'm just doing a piece about what it's like to live in Peepee Township and just looking to talk to residents. Would you?
I don't think I'm interested.
Willing to share?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your offer.
A lot of Peepee Township's residents weren't exactly eager to discuss the township's name with me, but those who did want to talk had a lot to say.
I was curious, you know, why would you name the township that, and why would you name the creek that?
Linda Dunn has lived in the township for about 20 years. Peepee Creek, after which the township is named, runs right behind her house. She's always found the name to be comical.
So what is it like just telling other people that you live here, or even like giving other people your address?
They are a little amused sometimes when I tell them that what township I live in and the name of the creek. And there used to be a gas station in town called Peepee Gas.
Peepee everything.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so how did Peepee Township get its name? Dunn says local legend has it starting with an early settler's graffiti.
And I have been told that the letters PP were carved into a tree and that the guy's first name was Peter. So I'm not sure that's accurate, but that's what I've heard.
The legend has merit. Peter's last name was Patrick. He was a 19th century settler from Pennsylvania who eventually ended up in Piketon, according to Ohio History Connections' Emmy Beach.
To mark his place, he carved his initials in a beech tree at the confluence of Scioto River and a small creek. And that creek became known as Peepee Creek.
Yes, Peter Patrick marked his territory with Peepee, and the surrounding area became known as Peepee Township. Robert Dixon is a local jeweler, bus driver, and runs the local softball league. Robert Dixon has also been the township clerk for the past 20 years. And, oh yeah, he is also in charge of Peepee's roads.
We recent years have been able to manage to pave all of our township roads. Chip and seal, not asphalt, but chip and seal for the most part.
So Robert Dixon is the man to answer the other big question. If Peepee got its start with Peter Patrick's initials, then why on earth do they spell it P-E-E-P-E-E?
Consequently, it's kind of funny, and again, as the clerk of the township, when we are in touch with somebody that's not familiar with us, they will write Pee-wee, or they will say something else. They think, this can't be right, is it? So I usually try to quickly go to Peter Patrick and his initials. And rather than put just two initials, they wrote it out, P-E-E-P-E-E.
About 4,000 people live in the township, not counting the village of Waverly right next door.
Has there ever been talk of changing the name of Peepee Township, or is it a symbol of honor?
I think it's a symbol. Yeah, I think most people, even though those that are not aware of any of the background, think it's, I don't want to say vulgar, but probably for some people they think, what? You know? And yet, no, I don't think that has ever even been considered.
But some really wouldn't mind. Resident Patrick O'Connell wishes they would consider changing it.
Kind of threw me. I didn't even know what township I was, what moved into when I got down here until I transferred the car plate. You know, and it's like, if they put water in the lake, we're going to be great.
To avoid puns and raised eyebrows, he simply tells people he lives in Waverly.
I don't actually say Peepee Township because, you know, that would like send them off into Never Never Land.
Most residents, though, are just happy to go with the flow. Adora Namiga Day, WOSU News.